Right, we're in the Taisvus of the Gavim and Chasim the Shabbanim. Let's finish that off. So Rashi had two lashonos, whether it's Gavim and Chasim the Shabbanim or Gavim and Chasim the Shabbanim. Rabbeinu Tam was masking the lashon of Gavim and Chasim the Shabbanim. That it says in the Braisa that a star that doesn't have Eidei Chasima, all it has is Eidei Masir, not only is it a good star, according to Belezer, but you could even use it to be Gavim and Chasim. A Malva could use such a star with Eidei Masir to be gaiva with nechassim and shabbatim. Let's pick it up from the chenir of the Rebbeinu Tam, almost at the beginning. Here's where I'll start at the beginning. Begaiva with nechassim and shabbatim, lashon sheni, pirish bekuntis mishar mil, begaiva with nechassim and shabbatim. The chenir of the Rebbeinu Tam, ikka. The fil b'shash dor is gaiva with nechassim, gaiva, be'edi mesirim and nechassim and shabbatim. K'demash perek basur, dom Reb Nachman, halach kebeleze begitin. B'shash dor is loy es the gemara, b'ktani begaiva with nechassim and shabbatim. That's the gemara. The Lord brings a raya from the fact that Rebbe Lezer said Gaiva Menachosim Shubadim, that according to Rebbe Lezer, the halacha of Eidei Masir Karsi is even by Shash Doris. Almud Rebbe Lezer Ari Nami B'Shash Doris. The Lord is talking about Shash Doris. It brings a raya from the halacha of Gaiva Menachosim Shubadim that he's talking about Shash Doris. According to the other Lashon Rashi, we'll have to say that the Gemara means that if in Shash Doris Eidei Masir would not be Kairos, then you would not be able to use the, and it would only be halacha by gittin that Eidei Chasim Makaris. As Rosh explains, because by Shash Doris you need Laman Yamdu Yomim Rabim, and by get you don't have to have Laman Yamdu Yomim Rabim. If that would be the case, then even by get, we're saying even by get, it's not true, because even by get there's a Laman Yamdu Yomim Rabim aspect, because you need the get to be Goyim and Chosim Shabbatim. As we talked about already last week. So Tosh says, Vikosha, the Omer Paraget Poshut. This is a question, Rabbeinu Tam, and this lashon of goyvim and chosim mishubadim. Gemara says in get poshut. Kuchsuk savyodu be based in mao. Let's say somebody wrote a star, but savyodu a loy wrote an IOU to a malva. So with the IOU passes, it cannot be goyvim and chosim mishubadim. It doesn't have a kol. So Gemara is a shaila. What if you took that savyad and you were mekayim in a based in? Based in wrote it in a henpik. Based in wrote the dayonim chasim it on the savyodu that they ascertained that it really is savyodu. So now you have a star that doesn't have any edim, but it has dayonim. So maybe the dayonim create that now it's a star that has the power, has a koil, it has the power to be goyvim and chosim shibonim. This explains the shayl perish mawi sheyigve in v'shavim. The maisi meach the gittim the diktoni the goyvim and chosim shibonim. Mor brings a raya from the fact that you could be goyvim with eidim asira from a chosim shibonim. Mor is medame, a henpek to eidim asira. Some of the dimyon is both of them are not the Eidei Hashtar. It's not the star itself is not a Hagodas Eidus. It's not a written Hagodas Eidus. There's no Eidei Chasim in the star. But I impose Eidus on it, Menachutz. Either I impose on it Eidei Mesiru, I impose on it a Henpik. So the dimyon itself maybe needs to be fleshed out. But that's how the Gemara is Madam. If Eidei Mesiru could be given Menachosim Shabodim, even though the star itself does not have Eidei Chasim. Shasa b'shas, when you wrote the star, there were no Eidei Chasima. It didn't have a coat. But later, b'shas Eidei Mesira, now the star has Eidei, now it has a coat. So likewise, the star, Ksav Yodoy, doesn't have a coat. But later on, when I add the henpik, I add the Chasima Tadayonim, now it becomes a star that should be able to be given in the Chosim Shabonim. That's the Gemara's Raya. The Mishani, the Gemara's Doichel Raya, Shani Hosim, the Kuksuba. That by get, the reason why you gave him in Chosim Shabbatim, the reason why in this Braisa you gave him in Chosim Shabbatim is because there's a ksuva. So the ksuva has Eidei Chasima, so you gave him in Chosim Shabbatim, you koyach the ksuva, even though the get itself doesn't have Eidei Chasima. So it's mefurish in that Gemara. I think Gemara is saying that the Braisa of gave him in Chosim Shabbatim is not goive, but goiva, that it's talking dafka about a ksuva, dafka about a get, where you have the ksuva also. But by Shashtar, it's not gave him in Chosim Shabbatim. Or not necessarily goyvim in chosim shabbatim, because perhaps since it only has Eidei Masir, perhaps it doesn't have a coat. Mashman d'daf get b'getar, b'lei b'shash doros. So it's a kashan in Rebbeinu Tam. It's a kashan in the Lashon Rashi also that it's goyvim in chosim shabbatim. You see, the Gemara get poshut took it as goyva dafka by get, where there's a ksuva in goyvim in chosim shabbatim, but not by shash doros, because it's not mitzi a coat. That's implicit in that Gemara, because it's not mitzi a coat. Eidei Masir are not enough to be mitzi a coat. So it's a kashan Rebbeinu Tam. So my answer is Rashbam. Tosfos answers Rashbam Goras Hosom. Rashbam is a different gersa. according to Rashbam's Girsa, will be able to be Mekayim Rabbeinu Tam. But the Rashbam, there is very shining also, the Mishas Ksuva, Shibed Nafshe, perish. Kishenichtav Ashtar, Nichtav Kedei Lemoisri Bifnei Edim, Sheyu Edim Esira, Bimokam Edim Chasimu, Vahavi Koil, Kilo Edim Chasumim. Aber Eli Boilo and Huxley have got to be based in a Moser Bainu Levin Atzma, Velin is Kavin El Loi Doyle, Below Laasses, Star Shiel Loi Koil. Vahasan Loi Oil, Yafilu is Chazik be based. There are Shabbos is different Shat in that Gemara. The Gemara want to be Medame, a henpick to Edim Esira, says the Rashbam is not Doimer. By a henpick, when you wrote the star, you didn't have in mind that there should be a henpik. You wrote the star as Ksav Yodi, but Torah is Ksav Yodi. And Ksav Yodi by itself does not have a koil to be goyim in a chosim shibodim. On the other hand, when you write a star for Edim, when you write a star which you're going to be Moser by Edim Mesira, when you wrote the star, you had in mind the Edim Mesira. If you weren't going to have Edim Mesira, then there's no star here at all. It's just a piece of paper with the. It's not Ksav Yodi, there's no Edim Chasimah, so it's nothing. Obviously, when you drew up the star, you had in mind to be Moser to Edim Esira. So, and the Edim Esira have the power, Be'etzim, to create a koil. So therefore, such a star, since B'Shas Ksivo, you already knew there were going to be Edim Esira, and Edim Esira could create a koil, such a star is Goyim Menchosim Shabbatim. Now, Shankin B'Ksav Yodai, where you didn't have in mind that it's going to be a henpik later, you thought you wrote it up, but Torah is Ksav Yodai. So even though later you have a henpik, and a henpik does have a koil, does create a koil, but it's not able to be Goyim Menchosim Shabbatim. The story of the Svar is, basically, more or less, that it's not enough to have a koil, that the star has a koil. You could put the star in the newspapers also and give the star a koil. It has to be that the koil has to go into the Torah Star Shabbat. It has to. So where B'Shas Ksiva, you're writing up a star that's going to be given by Edom Esira. So this is a star of Edom Esira. So there the koil of the Edom Esira is incorporated into the Torah Star. This is a star that's made to a koil. It has a Torah Star that can be given in Chosim Shabbatim. When you drew up the star, that's Ksav Yodish. Ksav Yodish Betzim cannot be Goyim Menchosim Shabbatim. So either later on you added a henpik, and the henpik creates a koil, gets in the newspapers, it's in the court records. But that koil, since it wasn't present in the Shas Ksiva, this was not going to be a star that was able to be Goyim Menchosim Shabbatim. So the Torah Shtar Shabbat doesn't include the power to be Goyim Menchosim Shabbatim. It has to be from the Havaya of the star, from the very inception of the star, it has to have the koyach to be goyim menachosim shibadim. You can't take a star that doesn't have the koyach to be goyim menachosim shibadim and then publicize it, write a henpik on it, and then give it the power to be goyim menachosim shibadim. Either it has the power mishas ksivu, or it doesn't have the power at all. That's what the Rashbam's girsa in that Gemara. So if the Rashbam's girsa, we could mean Makayim the girsa of goyim menachosim shibadim. The Gemara doesn't say shani osim dikik ksivu. He's not girsa that way in the Gemara. It's like a goyim menachosim shibadim. It's talking about a regular star milvah. With Edim Esira, could be Goyim Menachosim Shabbatim. The Gemara is saying a different chiluk. That a henpik is not Goyim to Edim Esira. So, Mele La'olam, we could still have Rabbeinu Tam's Girsa in our Gemara, that Lashon Rashi's Girsa of Goyim Menachosim Shabbatim. I imagine. I imagine you'd only be goyver from Shmishasa Henpik. I would think you could only be goyver from the time of the Henpik. I would imagine. What's that? You're asking why? What does kavanah have to do with anything? Why is it dependent? That's what you're asking. Why does it depend on kavanah? Well, b'shas ksiva, there is no koil. Before the Edim Esira arrive, all the kavanah in the world doesn't create a koil. Nonetheless, since b'shas ksiva, it was written for the sake of a star that's going to have Edim Esira. So we have a different kasha on the Rashbam. I mean, it's not really our sugya, but just I have a different problem with the Rashbam. Why didn't the if already we're going with the gifts of the Rashbam, that Mishas Ksiva, you had in mind there's going to be Edim Esira, so why didn't the Gemara say a different chiluk? Why didn't the Gemara say that by Edim Esira, till the Edim Esira, you don't have a star here at all? Because before you have any Masir, you have nothing. You have a piece of paper with Ksav Sefer, it's nothing. It doesn't have any significance at all. The Torah Shtar is Chal only when you give it over Beit HaMasir. So there, from the very beginning of when it could be called a Shtar, it has a Masir, it has a coat. Hashem can Ksav Yod, Ksav Yod is a Shtar even before the Henpik. And that Shtar is not able to be Goyim Menachosim Shabbatim. So perhaps where it was a Shtar before the Henpik, we're not able to be Goyim Menachosim Shabbatim, maybe later adding on the coat doesn't work. It's in similar, L'chor in Svar, it's very similar to the Chiluk that Rashban does make. Rashban makes it a Chiluk in Kavona. Why not say it's a Kasha in the Rash? The words of the Gemara are like the Rashban, saying if already we're being Mechalik, you had Kavona there, then it was here, didn't have Kavona, which the Chor means this. That's when he had Kavona to make it to put an Eidi Masira, so then it becomes it's called a Shtar that Be'etzim has a coat. We didn't have Kavona, but where you didn't have Kavona to have the Henpik, like Ksav Yod, you didn't have Kavona to have the Henpik, so it's called a Shtar without a coat. Later on, you can't have the coat. If already, so why not be Mechalik the way I'm saying, without having to be Nochas to the Kavona of the person? Even if when he writes the Shtar without any Masira, and if he wouldn't have in mind, let's say he wouldn't have in mind, he's writing a Shtar, he's having a Sefer write a Shtar, and he doesn't have in mind to have any Eidi Masira. So then it would be different. Then I would say that it's nothing. Till he has the Eidi Masira, L'chor, it's nothing. It's Kavon, it's not of any significance. It's not significant till you have the Masira. So I don't know. It needs to be thought through maybe in that Gemara. Again, it's not our sugi per se. I don't want to spend time on it, but it's Ha'or.
But if there aren't any Masiros, so then you can't impose and change the business deal later. That's what Rami means. You can't be maxing the star and create a coal. So now, at the time of the original business deal, you really didn't realize there's going to be a coal. Now they can create Shibuzim. But you can't change the business deal halfway through. Then that would be Rami's better than Shas 2 and Shabbat Natal.
Are you saying it's not very good in the Lashon of Tosfos? The Lashon of Gemara. It's totally in the... It's a different story than what I said before. Maybe Taka had stupid check in the Gemara there. Maybe you're right. Maybe the Svara of the Rashbam is not what I said. I said the Svara of the Rashbam is that the Koil has to go into the Torah Shtar. So where you had Kavona to give it Beit HaMasira, so the Koil, in the inception of the Shtar, you already had the Koil to be Goyim Menachosim Shabbatim. Whereas by a Henpik, in the inception of the Shtar, you didn't have it. So I guess, so then Gemara should have said simpler. A Shtar without Eidi Masira is nothing. The inception of the Shtar is B'shas Eidi Masira. Now I'm saying maybe the Pshat in the Gemara is different b'chal. The Gemara means that in order to be Goyim Menachosim Shabbatim, the Loiva had to have agreed. Shtar has to be written with Midas HaLoiva. The Loiva had to have agreed that there'll be such a strong Shibud in the Shtar that it'll be able to be Goyim Menachosim Shabbatim. If you don't have the Haskam of the Loiva, so that the Loiva was never Mischayef to that degree. He wasn't Mishav himself to that degree that you should be able to. You need the loiva to be mishabed himself to that degree that you should be able to be goyva later from the menachosim shubadim. So where the shtar was written, the kavana to give it a regular shtar that's written, nak sav yodai, you write a shtar, and it's obviously understood that the masira is going to be eidim masira. So there I see when the loiva agreed that the shtar should be written, when the loiva agreed that this halva should be written, should be drawn up in a shtar, he was agreeing that there should be a shibud nechosim. It should be able to be Goyim Menachosim Shabbatim. Mashenkin, when the Loiva wrote the Ksav Yod, he wrote an IOU. So when he wrote the IOU, he didn't have in mind to be Meshabed. To be Meshabed is Nechosim. So that Shtar does not contain in it a Dasim Eschayiv that's so strong that it should be able to be Goyim Menachosim Shabbatim. So even though later you had a Henpik, the Henpik's not drawn up Midasim Eschayiv. The Henpik's not drawn up Midas HaLoiva. Even if the Loiva doesn't agree, if it doesn't need the Haskam of the Loiva, a Henpik is not a document that needs the Dasam Eschayiv, so the Henpik can't create a Koyach. Since the Loiva B'shas the Ksiva was not Meshabed himself to that degree that he should be Goyim Menachosim Shabbatim, he agreed to be Meshabed Nechosim Lecharim, but he was never Meshabed himself to that degree that there should be such a Shiva that he could be Goyim Menachosim Shabbatim. So maybe that can't be added on later, because maybe later you have the Koyach, but you don't have the Ishtablis to the Loiva. Maybe that's not a pshat in that gemara. It's not good in the lashon of the gemara. Mishaksiva shibud nafshei. You need the shtablus of the. You need the loiva to be mishabed himself. Yeah. That sounds good. Tosh goes on. Rabbi Nachmanel Pirush. He does not have the gears of the Rashbam. He has the regular gears from the Gemara. Rabbi Nachman al Pirish, Tahidi get Poshut, Pliga, Hidim Agarsh. Now, Rabbi Nachman holds on the one end, he has the gears in the Gemara get Poshut of Shiny Hosam Dikaksuva. So that Gemara is talking, taking Goyvim in the Chosam Shubodim to mean Goyvom in the Chosam Shubodim. On the other hand, the Gemara in Hamagarish, the Gemara brings a raya from Goyvim in the Chosam Shubodim that Bashar Shtoris, Rabbi Lezer, holds Eidim Asir Karsi. And that Gemara he takes to be a raya, like Taisa says, that we're talking about Shash Torahs. Says Rabbi Nachman, in Nachanami, it's a Machlokes HaSugyos. The Gemara in Hamagarish reads the Braisa as Goyvim in the Chosam Shubodim. Maybe it's a raya for Shash Torahs. The Gemara in Get Poshut reads the Braisa as Goyvom in the Chosam Shubodim, and it's Taka only Shiny Chosam Dikaksuba. Machlokes HaSugyos. The Sugya in Hamagarish holds, and therefore the Sugya in Hamagarish holds, that a star that only has Eidim Asira is a good star, you could be Goyvom in the Chosam Shubodim. And the Sugya in Get Poshut holds, that a star that only has Eidim Asira cannot be Goyvom in the Chosam Shubodim, not because it's not a good star, but because it's not Maitzir Koil. The pasuk of Menachanadol, she is lismay chayid to get poshut. He passes like the Gemara in Bava Basra. Shiny hosam dikiksuva. But when Magvina beit Emesira elum nechor. But how the parak stoma dashas bepirkin gabi star parso the most about beisad Yisrael. Yochi mishabdin ami lagvi. So where is the pshitus? You have a star that had the edichasim who were goyim, but it wasn't very kois. He gave it over by in front of Eidim Asir Yisrael. The Gemara says it's goyvim nechoyim, but not from mishubodim. So the Gemara says, why not? Let it be goyvim mishubodim also. You have Eidim Asira, so let it be goyvim minachosim mishubodim. According to Ben Chanan, what's the kasha? Eidim Asira alone, they don't have a koil, they're not goyvim minachosim mishubodim. The kasha, that's a poshut. The Gemara itself answers that less like kolo. That's the Gemara's teretz. The Gemara asks, let it be goyvim in chosim shibonim, nor daf it al. And the Gemara answers, shiny chosim, the less like kola. So Rabbi Nachman could say, that's not what the Gemara answers. Since all you have are Eidim Asira, they dechasim are goyim, so you don't have a koil. That's what it says in the Gemara Bava Basra. Shiny that Eidim Asira alone, that Eidim Asira alone, that shiny chosim dikiksu. That's the Gemara in Baba Basra, that Eidim Asira alone and not Maitzi of Kel. So what does Tosfos want from Rabbeinu Chananel? See, I have to say, it was pushed to Tosfos, but that's not pshat in the Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph. And the Gemara says, shiny hosam, the less the color, it doesn't mean because you don't have Eidim Chasim, it doesn't mean because you don't have Eidim Chasim Stam, but rather it's because you have Goyim. Because it's a shtar pasul, because the chasimus are goyish and chasimus, that takes away the koil. I don't know why it doesn't do that. That's the pshat in the Gemara. So we have a new Gemara with the mashal. Borrow for me. Yeah, that's how Rashi Taka learns. The Mashal points out. That's how Rashi learns that Gemara. Shiny Hosam the less the kolah means because you don't have Eidim Chasim in Yisrael. That's good for the Teretz of the Gemara. Benatam apparently learned shiny Hosam the less the kolah. Tosfos apparently learned by us. The shiny Hosam the less the kolah means because you have Eidim Parsiyah, you have Eidim who are Parsoyim, that takes away the kolah. It looks like a goyish star. It looks like nothing. It It's worse. The fact that you have Eidim Shtor, that you have Eidim Parsiim, is worse than if you had no Eidim Chasim at all. It's hard to understand how Tosis can make this a Kashya Rabbeinu Chananel. Tosis is different Shatan Rabbeinu Chananel, different Teres Rabbeinu Chananel. Like Kosh Lipsak Rabbeinu Chananel, the Mari Bechasim Alei Sadi Oiv Dikichovim Hav Yotis. You have Eidim Chasim Agoyim, but the Pirish Bekunt, versus Rashi says the Taka. Mshimochi Sati Baitich, the Govim Mishabdi, Even the mastery by Apisad Yisrael, Chashiva Hanechadiotis Kerakois. In other words, the Gemara says over there that Shtar HaOliver Koy Shalakim is good as a Raya. Because they're Koy Shalakim, they're reliable, so it's good enough for a Raya. Even though B'Torah is Eidus, not really Eidus, but nonetheless, we assume the Goyish supports the Shtaras are reliable, it works the Raya. So the Tosis explains the Gemara's having it was, even though here it's not a Goyish court, it's just Parsoim, just damn truck driver's sign. It doesn't have any. It's not coming out of our kodesh, but here we know that they're telling the truth because we have edichas. We have edim misri Yisrael. Since we have edim misri Yisrael, we're verifying that these goyish signatures are taka made on a true shtar that was really given from the leiva to the malva. So now we know that the edichasim, the goyim, were telling the truth. So goyim were telling the truth. The Gemara thought in the Avim, you know, they have a halacha ver kodesh. That has it now. If the edim misri Yisrael vouch for the veracity of the edichasim akum. Then the Chasim Akum should have the Torah, should have Torah Ser Kois, and Ashtar Oil Ber Kois Shalakim is Goyim Min Chosim Shubonu. That was the Havamin of the Gemara. The Gemara answers, Mishimachi Sakadai Tech Govim Mishab, they came in the Master Yibabi Sad Yisrael, Chashiv Hanech Yot Ser Kois. Gam Yosh Nakuntus Mechichel Kamon Deloi Govim Mishab Di Elab Eidi Chasim. Rashi holds that too. That fact that the only Eidim Assyrian not gave him the first name is Shubon. It's a Steven Rashi Shtikl. Rashi over there learns the Gemara. But that's Gemara of Shtori Parsoi. Rashi, the last Rashi in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara's Teretz less late kol. Rashi over there says, Lefi she'ein chaysim Yisrael. There's no edichasim Yisrael. The sadi dechasim yashdor inun mafgi lekol. It's the edichasim or mitzvah lekol. Edim asir, it can't be mitzvah lekol. It's the first Rashi. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara's Teretz of less late kol. Mamish like Rabbeinu Chananel. It's hard to understand why Tosfos didn't just say Rabbeinu Chananel holds like Rashi. That's what I asked you before. But I'll complain in Rashi uses Beferish. That in order to be Meitzi Koil, you have to have Eidi Chasimah. Eidi Messir can't be Meitzi Koil. Rashi Vyas is two Lashonis, Goyvam in a Chasim Shabonim or Goyvam in a Chasim Shabonim. According to that Lashon Rashi, that it's Goyvam in a Chasim Shabonim, just Mefurish in the Brisa that a Shtar Halva that only has Eidi Messir, doesn't have Eidi Chasim, is not Goyvam in a Chasim Shabonim. So how does that stream with Rashi and Dafir Aleph? That only the Eidi Chasim are Meitzi Koil? So I don't know. Okay, let's go on. The Gemara of Meir Ksiva Lishmam Midrashav Midrabbanon Boy. The Gemara has to have a minu that maybe Midrabbanon you have to have a day. You have to have Ksiva Lishma. Tosfos adds with Pesul B'Di'evit. That would mean that without Ksiva Lishma, not only the Lechatchiler Meir is master of Ksiva Lishma, but it would be Pesul even B'Di'evit without Ksiva Lishma. That's what it would have to mean. The Tosis said that the first Tosis in the Omud, Tosis already worked out, that the Fanu Nechtem, they were only Mesakin for B'dievitz. They weren't Mesakin for L'chatchilus. So the Gemara must be now suggesting that, according to Rameir, you need Ksivu L'shmo, even B'dievit. In Taimu, Maishlami, Mechub, B'dom, L'el, Ein Kais, from L'chatchil, Aval, B'dievit, Kosher, Afilu, Midrabbonon. The Midrais, and Chilik, Midrais, then L'chatchil, B'dievit. So why is it any different than Mechubber? Mechubber, it's only possible. It's only lechatchila. You have to lechatchila. Rameir said you have to write the get betolish. If you didn't write the get betolish, maybe you have to write the get again. But if she got such a get, the get is kosher. She could be niseis. So why should we be more machmir on lishma? Yishleimer dahashdo muki yahim astisin demechuber kabelezer bechos me'atayrav koy enechanami. There's no makom to mechalik. If you need ksiv lishma lechatchila. If you need Ksiva L'shma B'dievet, rather, then you're going to have Ksiva B'tolosh B'dievet also. And the Mishnah that says that you don't need ksiva betol, that you don't need ksiva betolish for the eved. All you need is chasima. Their chasima does not mean eide chasima. It's like the other madam and the gemara over there. It means the end of the, it's going in Rebbe Lezer, and it means the end of the ksiva, the teref, the main part of the ksiva, like teref chasuma ditna, like Taisa said before, that has to be done betolish. But in the Karami, according to this havim in the gemara, if you need ksiva lishma b'dievet, you need ksiva betolish as well. Gemara is doicha this havim in the gemara was derived from Rav Nachman. Afilu motzi ba'ashba v'chosma v'nos v'lakosha. You see that even midrabon on Rebbe Lezer does not require, or may rather, does not require ksiva lishma. So now Taisa Desh is the opposite. The chosma v'nos v'lakosha lechitchil rami kosha lachtim v'lutim. Says Taisa Desh, according to the Maskan of the Gemara, not only do you not need ksiva lishma b'dievet according to Rameir, you don't even need ksiva lishma lechatchila. What's his right? The prepared kolaget u'bakosiv mechiach midrav Nachman dehocho delemechzi l'shikra lechashim. So obviously, more takes it to mean that even lechatchila, it's not only a b'dievet, it's even lechatchila. You could use such a get. Right time prepared kolaget. A case of toxic get in Sarah Shani Achmakam Ish Vaisha in the Kam Begamara Mishum Ktoto Bram Meir. He marries a Suffolk. What's the reason for that halacha? That Sarah, why when you write toxic get in the after leave Makam Ish and Makam Isha? Or Makam Ayat and Teres the Chalodim. So Mara says, could be that it's Mishum Ktoto Bram Meir. It could be it really goes like Bram Meir that the Ksiva does not have to be done Lishma. But if the Seifim are going to write up a get and it has on it the name of the husband already and the name of the wife's going to get a whiff of it, she's going to assume this must be coming from, how come the Seifim already drawing up a get? Obviously it's not going to promote Shalom Bayis if she finds out that all the Seifim are anticipating their imminent divorce. So Meila Mishum Ktoto, that's why they said you shouldn't do it. Or there's another stuff, Oy Mishum Takonis Hagunois, or maybe another reason that we're afraid it's going to be a get so ready at hand, already has the names written into it. The first time they get into a fight, the husband will run to base, then he'll take this get off the rack, and he'll be Magarisha without thinking twice about it. So maybe that's why they made this takon, they should leave over Mokam Ayisha, Mokam Ayisha. Now all these reasons are special reasons, only Lagabe the Seifrim, that they shouldn't write a get for this husband, for this wife, a ready-made get, because of Ktoto, and because of takon Esagunois. But they're not, these reasons don't apply. Mashmim soy be'ashbud l'shaych anytime, just found again in the garbage. You don't have these considerations. Because the seifim shouldn't do it because of these considerations. But if you found again in the garbage, so there's no reason not to use it. You shouldn't use it because of the tata. You shouldn't use it because of shalom bayis. The get is here. It's already written. So it's mashmim shoy afil l'chatchilo. That's a toisus hold. So the kitzur toisus hold that according to a mayor, you don't even need ksiv l'shma l'chatchilo. And man the mafarish nami also mishum takana seifer. Rebbe Lezer, where there's an opposite side. So maybe it's going really like Rebbe Lezer, and you need ksiva l'shma. And since you need ksiva l'shma, maybe you shouldn't write the get at all. Seifim shouldn't write the get at all. But then it's going to be too much for the seifim. They're not going to be able to keep up with the demand for get, and we don't even let them write the outline of the get. So therefore, they were makele to let the seifim write the outline of the get. Mashim l'meir. So even according to that side in the Gemara, mashim l'meir ain't tzorech l'aniach klum. So it's even more meduyik. It's mashim according to a meir. Yitaka don't even need a lead to leave Mokam Ishu, Mokam Ishu, Mokam Eret, Mitaris to Chalodim. B'shoi Lichter HaKol. We're not even worried about Tot and Shalom Bayit. So then it's even more Mukhuch that according to Rameir, you're allowed to write to get Lichatchila. V'hod L'komer Hocha Chosmoy V'nosnila. Chosmoy V'nosnila. So if we're saying that it's even Lichatchila, why did Rav Nachman say Loshon V'dievet Chosmoy V'nosnila? You should say Chosmoy V'nosnila. You could do it even Lichatchila. Chosmoy. Says Rabbi Natan, says the Gemara, says Taisus, Omer Rabbi Natan, that's not grammatically correct. Will be mashmal if a person finds a get in the garbage, he's mechuyif to mevagarish his wife. That's of course ridiculous. So it has to say chosma. That's why it says chosma. At Tosfos, umashmal the boiler ameir lechatchilo ksiva betolush lemad the mukim asnistin the mechubik ameir v'shulei lishma shori afilu lechatchilo. So now Tosfos asks the opposite question of what he asked in the previous Tosfos. The previous Tosfos he asked the fi the havenu more that unique ksiva lishma even b'dieved. Why is it that by mechuber we only require tolush lechatchila? That he didn't really have an answer for. I mean, he had an answer that in Nichrami that would be if you need ksiva lishma b'dieved, you would need ksiva betolush b'dieved too. Now Tosfos asks the opposite question. That's for sure that lechatchila you need ksiva betolush. At least according to that reading of the Mishnah of Ein Kaisim and Mechuber. if the Mishnah of Ein Kaisim Mechubel Lekarkos is going in Rameir, so it says Beferish in the Mishnah that Lechatchila you have the right, but they have the right to get Betolish. But yeah, but it's Kalshanat. But Lechatchila get Esti Britain Betolish. Why is that any different? Why? Because we're Geyser. Gemara says over there, because we're Geyser Ksiva Otu Chasima. We're Geyser that the Ksiva should be Betolish, Otu that the Chasima should be Betolish. So why by Lishma don't we have a similar Xera that the Ksiva should have to be Lishma, Otu that the Chasima should be Lishma? So Tais is not the same. Omer Rebbe Natam, Gabi Lishma Le Chashin and the Maisi get. Le'edim she'ene kosev l'shma she'achdomu gamheim shalei l'shma. The came with the yodit tzarech l'shma li'otzi l'miti. By l'shma, there's no inertia. Just because the get was written l'shma was written not l'shma, so that's not any reason to think that when the edim sit down to write the l'shma, they're going to somehow be swept along with the tide, and they're not going to write the. They understand if they know that chesim has to be l'shma. Why should the fact that it was written shalei l'shma somehow prevent them from writing the get l'shma? Masha Enkein Avalu Mechuber Ikosiv Labe Mechuber Zimdin Demishtli Vein Niskorim Litloish Vechasmi. By Ksiva Betolush and Ksiva Mechuber, we're afraid that if the get was written Betolush, so they'll forget to cut it off before the Chasim. In other words, writing the get Betolush could physically lead in the inertia, all the things that have to be done and based on, all the things that have to be taken care of. So if they're not toilish to get, they're writing this get on a, for some reason, the mechuber. So if they're not going to be toilish before the mechuber, before the chasima rather, they're not going to be toilish to get before the chasima, maybe they'll forget to be toilish it. So they're not being toilish it before the ksiva could lead them to, I'm not sure how to express it. What it could cause, they're not being toilish to get by the ksiva, could bring about that they're going to be chaisim to get the mechubah. By saying it by the shema, the fact that the get wasn't written the shema is not going to lead to the get not being not having any chasim the shema. Therefore, there's no reason to be geyser one up to the other. I'll just make this clear now because it's going to be negay in the next Tosfos. That the issue that Tosfos is talking about over here, that the ksiva might lead. That the ksiva b'mechuber might lead to chasima b'mechuber, which does not apply to lishma. He's talking over here not about people confusing the halachas of ksiva and chasima. The issue in Tosfos is not that if we're going to allow ksiva b'mechuber, people are going to think that the halacha allows chasima b'mechuber. That's not the chash. If that would be the chash, then it would be by lishma as well. If the reason why we would require that the ksiva be betolush is because if we don't require ksiva betolush, people will think that the halacha is not makbid and tolush. That the halacha is that mechubah is kosher. People confuse hilchas ksiva with hilchas chasima, then Tosfos would have no teretz. They can confuse hilchas ksiva with hilchas chasima le'inyin mechubah, then they could confuse hilchas ksiva with hilchas chasima le'inyin lishma. That was never the pshat in the gzeira. The gzeira was not that people will confuse the halachas of the ksiva with the halachas of the chasima. The gzeira was that we want the get to be nitlash well before the chasima, because otherwise they may forget to be toilish when they come to the chasima. So therefore we say it's like a hachoka. Instead of waiting till the chasima to be toilish to get, and then maybe you'll forget, be toilish to get well before, well in advance of the chasima, even before the ksiva, in order that then in the press of the moment, you won't forget to be toilish to get before the chasima. That consideration, says Tosfos, does not apply to lishma. It doesn't make any sense to say, start thinking lishma and the ksiva, so that you have a lot of wind-up, so you'll go into the... It's two different things, the ksiva and the chasima, two different things, may even be two different people. So there's no reason to think that just because that requiring lishma and the ksiva is somehow going to make sure... Why should that be? The ksiva could be shalei lishma, but the chasima is an independent act, and that will be done lishma. Okay, the next Tosfos is a big avodah. Let's start the next Tosfos. Tei Maliri. Maidir Blazer Mazuif Mitoch. Tei Maliri. Ma inyan shaloi lishmo le Mazuif Mitoch. Shechazim ba koibu ma gsulim. We already started to grapple with this question. What's the comparison, Mechal? The din of Moider Blazer Mazuif Mitoichish Apostle elsewhere, and Daf Tes, Daf Yud, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, they were talking about Kroivim, Goyim, or Psulim rather, or like Goyim, the Yaver Koy Shalakim, Shemus Mepokim, Shemus Einim Mepokim, that's the needle over there in Daf Tes and Daf Yud. Or you have Kroivim in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, two brothers in law who were signed on a star. So there, Rabbi Eliezer says, even though it doesn't require Eidei Chasima, but if you have Eidei Chasima, it doesn't want them to be Kareivim Mipsulim. What does it have to do, says Tosfos, with Chasima Shalei Lishma? Tosfos explains this kasha. The Hasam, over there, by Kareivim Mipsulim, the Din Mipsul. You know, I understand why we don't allow Kareivim Mipsulim to Chasim to get. Mishum Dilma, Asilim Mitzma Chalai. The Eidei Chasima, maybe according to Rabbi Eliezer, they're not good for the kinyan of the shtar. Maybe they're not good for the krisus of the shtar. But they serve the raya. That's the tikkun olam. That's how Tosfos understands the halacha of Eidei Chasima le tikkun olam. That you can use the Eidei Chasima le raya. You already said in Machlokes. Rashi holds that even the raya you have to bring the Eidei Mesir. Isha boli nosi Rashi is in Chavbeis tshicha lehovi Eidei Mesir. But Tosfos shita, and that Chavbeis, and here as well, many places, is that Eidei Chasima, that even though Rabbi Eliezer requires Eidei Mesir, and Shita Satoisvis, is that means only Eidei Mesira Karsi, not like the Rif and the Rambam, that I feel Eidei Mesira Karsi. Toisvis holds it has to be Dafke Eidei Mesira. The krisus of the get can only be done with Eidei Mesira, according to Rabbi Eliezer. But that's the krisus, or the kinyan, by Ashtar Kinyan. But later on, when you bring the get Leraya, well, you have to produce the Eidei Chasima, you don't have to bring the Eidei Mesira Leraya, you produce the Eidei Chasima, and then we say, Mistoma Behech Shanasa, the Eidei Chasima are a Raya, that this issue is a Mugureshis, and that she must have, there must have been a Mesira Kedin with Eidei Mesira. So the Chasima are a good raya. Says Tosfos, I understand why Kreivim Mepsulim, why Moider Abelezer b'Mezuyif Mitoich Shupasul, why we don't allow the Chasima to be b'Kreivim Mepsulim, because maybe we'll come to rely on the Eidei Chasima who are Kreivim Mepsulim, and we'll use them lasio to allow her to remarry by the case of a get, Eilohitzi Mom and Alpiim in the case of a Shtar Kinyan, the Gemara and Baba in Sanhedrin, and that we don't want to do since these are Kreivim Mepsulim, they're Eidim Psulim. So we don't want to, we can't rely on them, even the raya. So therefore, Chazal passed the get that was where the Eidei Chasima are Kareivim Mepsulim. Chazal passed it, or Shtar Kinyan, where the Eidim are Kareivim Mepsulim. Chazal passed it, lest we use the Eidei Chasima the raya. And they can't, they're not called the raya because they're Kareivim Mepsulim. Tosfos explains, Tosfos adds, Afalpi Shadover Emes. Could ask, what do we care if, right now we're holding the Shasta Mesir Saget. We know right now that the get is true. We see this Eidei Mesira. We know it's a kosher get. We don't even need the Eidei Chasima. But we want to pass the get because the Eidei Chasima are Kareivim Mepsulim. We're afraid later some other Beistin will rely on these Eidim or Kareivim Mepsulim. So what do we care? So the Eidim later will rely, Beistin later will rely on the Eidim or Kareivim Mepsulim. So they'll be wrong. It'll be an Eidus. You can't really rely on these Eidim. But we know the truth. We know that this star is really telling the truth. That these Eidim, albeit they're Kareivim Mepsulim, these Eidei Chasima, but the Chasima happens to be true. The things that the Shtar says really happened. So what do we care that some future basing won't realize that these are Eidim Kareivim Mepsulim? So what? But they'll do the right thing. They'll be Matir Linosei. They'll be Maitzi Mamen Alpiv. That'll be correct. So why are we worried? Says Tosfos, no, that doesn't work that way. Afal Pi Shadom Emes Ein Lasis Ela Be'edus Kosher. Even a Dvar Emes, something we know is true, we don't want it to be. We don't want a future basing to pass in Alpi Eidim Mepsulim. Tosfos brings right at this principle. It's an interesting principle. Kedom perek arba'achin. Ninchi gabi edim. The word is discussing why there's no takon of zman b'kiddushin. Maybe we should misaken that there should be that a shtar kiddushin should have a zman, so that later if she's mezana will be able to establish from when she was married. So the word says no, it's not going to work because who's going to hold on to the shtar kiddushin? If the woman will hold on to it, if she'll be mezana, she'll just erase the zman. And the husband, if he'll hold on to it, it's another takol. I forgot about what the takol is by the husband. So Mar said, well, let's leave it by the Edom. We'll put it in escrow by the Edom. They'll be able to, they'll preserve the Shtar Kiddushin. So Mar says, oh, that's not good, because Zimnin the Chazu B'Ksuva, this Chazu B'Ksuva, Umishadi, Rechmonam Repim V'Loim P'Ksuvim. Maybe later on we're going to want the Edom Kiddushin to come to Basin to be made about the Protum of the Kiddushin. They won't really remember. If they'll be holding the Shtar Kiddushin, they'll look in their files, they'll read the Shtar Kiddushin, and they'll come to Basin, and they'll tell over what it says in the Shtar Kiddushin. And that's not proper because the Torah says me pee and blame and pixel them. Eidim have to be made from what they remember and not what it says in the Shtar. So what do we care? At the end of the day, what it says in the Shtar is correct. We're here right now. We see the Shtar Kiddushin is a good Shtar. So what do we care? In the Chanami, the Eidim will be puzzled in the technicality, but it'll be the right thing. Basin will do the right thing. So you see, it's not enough for Basin to do the right thing. They have to do the right thing for the right reasons. They have to pass it up the Eidim's share. So likewise, this place over here, that's why we pass in the Eidim Kareivim Mepsulim, Eidei Chasima or Kareivim Mepsulim. Maybe based on we'll pass in Alpiyim, and it'll be the right thing, but it'll be for the wrong reason. It'll be Alpi Eidim Mepsulim. That's the pshat in Kareivim Mepsulim, why we have a din of Mezuyif Mitoichim. Aval Hochash Eidim Kshet. Well, let me finish. Hold on for a second. So the Eidim has a... The the Lomdim have a kasha here. The Velt asks, what's the comparison? There in the Gemara in Yevamos, we're talking about Din and Nefashos. We're talking about a woman's going to be Mezana. We're going to want to be Mechayef her Alpi the Zman, on the base of the Zman that it says in the Shtar Kiddushin. Din and Nefashos. A lot of Din and Nefashos, you need Edim not only to be. It's Din and Nefashos. If you don't have Edim, then he's not Chayef Misa. She's not Chayef Misa. By Din and Nefashos, the Psaka based in the Edus of the Edim, the Psaka based in creates the Chiyuv. Let's say you know a guy's a murderer. You know 100% he's a murderer, but based on not able to find Edim to be, we don't have any Edim. You know for a fact that this guy is a Reitzeach, but based on there was no Gemar Din. Even if there are Edim, there was no Gemar Din. And you go and you kill him. So you're a Reitzeach. After Gemar Din, he's a Gavak Taylor. But before Gemar Din, if you kill him, you're a Reitzeach Gomer. Why? Because you need a Gemar Din. A Gemar Din has to be Alpi Edim, Alpi based in. So there, if you don't have Edim Ksherim, so yeah, Emes, it's true. It's true that this was this man. This man, Akosu Bashtar, is the right man. But if you don't have a Hadot, if you don't have a Hadot, say them that's made, that this is when she was in Mekudeshes, and she was really nice to see. So even if that's the truth, but if we don't have a Hadot, say them, so the Chayra, how could you be Meitzir Lariga on the basis of Edus Psula? Mashenkin over here, we're talking about Lehatir Linosi, we're talking about Lehatsi Momen, Shtar Gerish, and Shtar Kinyan. We don't need the psak din of Beistin to make her a Megureshes. The get made her a Megureshes 10 years ago. Beistin now want to be Mevara, Amita Sadova. Did it happen? Did it not happen? So what do we care if Beistin will be Mevara, it'll be Edom Sulam, as long as it's the truth. So what's Tosis comparison, B'chah? What did he see in the Gemara in Yevamos? So the Chori have to be Mechalik. So what Yechori have to be Mechalik is that if we would be talking about the Edei Haznus, so how did there be no raya? Of course, the Edom were made that she was Mezana. They're not Edom Ksherim. So even if the Amitas Adomer is that she was Mezana, but she's talking not Chayim Misa without Edom Ksherim. Here we're not talking about the Edom and the Znus. We're talking about the Edom and the Zman of the Kiddushim. Edom to be Mevar that she was an Esesish. That's not part of the Chiyuv itself. But that makes a place that you have to have Edom Ksherim. The Moshe, like we saw in the Rambam. The Rambam says, you have an Erechud who says this is Chayiv. And then later on comes somebody comes and eats the Chayiv, so he's Chayiv Malkus. What do you mean? You mean Mechayim Malkus al Pi'erechot? The answer is that's not called being Mechayim Malkus al Pi'erechot. Using an Erechot to establish that this is Chaylev. Once it's Chaylev, if you eat it, you're Chayim Malkus. You need to eat him that he ate the Chaylev. But you don't need Edim to establish it was Chaylev in the first place. So by the same token, you don't have to, you need Edim, if she was Mezana, you need Edim to be Mechayim or Miso. And if you have Edim Sulim, even if you know that the Amitas Adover is that they're telling the truth, but that would be, you can't be Maitzi Lariga. Even if Kapi Shmaya Galia they're telling the truth. It's called that Beis Din killed somebody Shalai Kedin because you need the Edim Ksherim to Mechayev and Misa. But that's not the case of here. The case is that the Edim here are being made in the Zman of the Kiddushin. The Zman of the Kiddushin just to establish the facts. It's like to establish that it's Chaylev. So here already, if the Amita Sadover is that this is the right Zman, so what do we care if Beis Din are going to think that the Edim are being made in Mipiyim and it's really Piksovim, they shouldn't have been Mechabal Edis. All right. So they shouldn't have been Mechabal Edis, but we know that it's the truth. So what are we worried about? So from here, Tosfos brings a raya that nonetheless, even though they'll be right to be Meitzir Lariga, the Harigo will be Kedin. It's not that they're going to be Meitzir Lariga Shalakin, the Harigo will be Kedin. But nonetheless, we have a principle. The Torah said Beis Din should only be Makabel Edim Sherim, so we can't allow a situation in which Beis Din are going to be Makabel Edim Shalakin. Even though what Beis Din will do, Al Piv, will be right. There won't be any Avla that comes out of it. There'll be Matir Li Nosei, she's Takam Uteris Li Nosei, there'll be Meitzir Moment Al Piv. The moment Taka isn't he's Taka entitled to the moment. There'll be Meitzir Lariga, she Taka Chayev Es Miso. All fine and well, but we can't allow that some based on later will pass in a din up the Edim Psulim. She says Tosis, that's the idea in Moed Rav Lezer Mezuyik Mitoich Hashu Pasul. We're afraid that we're going to rely on the Edim Hasimo, and that's like a din to rely on the Edim Asir. Asks Tosis, fine. So that's by Karav Pasul. Moving along in Tosis, asks Tosis, but what about Shalei Lishma? What does it have to do with Shalei Lishma? Aval hocha she'edim ksheirim. Here the chasim are kosher edim. They're not kovim. They're not psulim. Ela shechosmu shelo lishma. The only problem is the chasim was shelo lishma. Mata kol yesh v'kach im nismach aleim. So what's wrong with our relying on edim chasim u'chasim shelo lishma l'raya bi'alma? Why? They're not kovim. They're not psulim. They're kosher edim. It's not mipiksovim. They're edim shebishtar. There's nothing wrong with these edim. The only problem is they wrote that they chasim shelo lishma. Why can't we rely on them? L'raya latir li nosif. So the Biskarov, in that piece we talked about already by Richas and Nagimel, that famous Biskarov here in Gittin, the Biskarov brings a raya from this Tosis. That Tosis holds that the din of Lishma is only a halach in the krisis of the get. But if we're talking, but in the raya of the get, in the edus of the get, Lishma is lemaila v'lemaird. Because you see, Tosis says, just because Eidim chasim and shalei lishma, mata kol yesh b'kach. What's wrong with her? Even if they chasim and shalei lishma, that's not called, if we pass and I'll be the Eidim, that's not called we're doing something shalei kedin. These are kosher Eidim. So, says the Biskrov, apparently Tosis is saying that shalei lishma doesn't affect the kashas of the Eidus. It only affects the creases of the get. So therefore, he asks Tosis, mata kol yesh b'kach. What's the problem in relying? In other words, you could have entertained, not the way, we could have entertained that since a get has to be written lishma, and a get has a double purpose. A get is the krisus, and a get is a raya, as we've said many times. It's materially nosa. So maybe a get that's written shalei lishma, maybe it doesn't have a din of a shtar at all. Even though ordinarily shtars don't have to be written lishma, but maybe a get that's written shalei lishma is b'chal not a shtar. Maybe it can't even serve the raya. Taisa is not the way. Taisa says chasim and shalei lishma doesn't affect the raya. Mata kol yesh b'kach. And if the Biskrov brings from this, he brings this to his yisoid that there's no such thing as ira and shalei lishma. The din of ira habal, the special din of ira habal, because he's the baal ashtar and he can pass the star, that's only an ira of ziyuf, because that has to do with the hilchas ashtar. But an ira of shalei lishma, that's halacha in the kashas of the gerish. It has nothing to do with the kashas of the star mihilchas shtaros. And therefore, the Biskrov says there's no such thing. If a baal is ma'ar, that a get was written shalei lishma, he doesn't have the regular din that a baal is nemon to be ma'ar as baal ashtar, he doesn't have. It's chad keneged chad and against mifanei nechtov. That's the rashi in Tatav Dav Gimel. But the special power of Yira Baal does not apply to shalei lishma. That's the context of the Biskrov, which we talked about. But Kapanim, the Biskrov takes it out of this Tosis. Chor, the Biskrov is a pelos. What did he see in this Tosis? Tosis going here in Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Loza holds you don't have to have any chasim. For the krisus, you don't need any chasim at all. They did chasim here only l'tikkun olam, to be mevara that there was a gerish. So they probably don't have a halacha of lishma. The Biskrov is talking about l'man da'om is going in rabba the gemara daf gimel. He's talking about a case where an aget that needs lishma. Mashallah, he said chasim l'rab meir, or where the shtar itself, the ksiv itself, was written shalai lishma. Places where the get is supposed to be lishma. So if it was written shalei lishma, is that only a chisar in the gerishin, or is it a chisar in the shtar itself? If the get was written shalei lishma, where the get has to be written lishma, and it was written shalei lishma, is it only a psul in the krisus? But as a shtar raya, it doesn't impact on the get as a shtar raya. Or is a get that was written shalei lishma not a shtar at all, even the raya? That's a chakir. That's a legitimate chakir. That's what the Biskrov is discussing. Can the Baal be ma'ara that the get was written shalei lishma? The Baal only has a right to be ma'ara in the hilchas shtar of the get. Doesn't have a right to be ma'ara in the hilchas gerishin of the get. So if he's ma'ara in the shalei lishma, is that called he's ma'ara in the shtar of the get, or is he only ma'ara in the gerishin? That's the nidan of the Biskrov. What does that have to do with Tosfos? Tosfos going with Rebbe Lozer. We're going down to Rebbe Lozer. Moed Rebbe Lozer mizuyif mitoich shepasim. According to Rebbe Lozer, you don't need erechasim at all. The erechasim have no role in the creases of the get. Only einu mesir. The Eidei Chasim are only here, Tikkun Olam, L'raya. So the Eidei Chasim who are here, Mibnei Tikkun Olam, L'raya, do they have to write Lishma? Is there a requirement for them to write Lishma? Never mind, is the Lishma a din in the Krisa Shabbai? Is it a din in the Raya Shabbai? That's a more basic question. Do they have to write Lishma? Is there any reason to think that Midrash they have to write, except for this Moed Rebbe Lezer, but Be'etzim, do they have to Chasim L'Lishma? Why should they Chasim L'Lishma? They're only writing L'raya. These Eidei Chasim are not a krisus to Kedim Asir Eidei Chasim at all. They have nothing to do with the krisus of the get. So Avada, they don't have to write Lishma. That's Tosis Kasha. Eidei Chasim, if they're only here L'Raya, they're only here when they Tikkun Olam, it's not necessary for them to sign Lishma. They're only here L'Raya. So that's Tosis' question. Mata kol yesh b'kach. These Eidei Chasim, they don't need to write Lishma. They're only Eidei Raya. They're regular Eidei Raya. They're no different than any other Eidei Raya. So Avada, there's no halach of Lishma. Hard to understand what the Biskrov wanted from this Tosfos. Tosfos is poshut. In other words, la'olam, we'll see, Mitzvah Shem will come to the Rashba after Tosfos went to the Rashba. Let him go, let him already know now. There could be a tzad to say that a get that was written shelo lishma is not even a raya. But that's where the get needs to be written lishma. If the get needs to be written lishma, it was written shelo lishma, it could be that it can't even serve as a raya. The whole agod of the get is bottom. But that's where the get needs to be written lishma. But here we're talking in Edi Chasim or Abelezer. They don't need lishma b'chal. They're just tikkun olam. Tikkun olam the get, and why should they have to be lishma? So that's Tosfos Kasha. So what does it have to do with Karav Apostle? Karav Apostle, I understand. Karav Apostle can't be made even the raya. So there, that's a chisor in the tikkun olam shabbai. How can you use this Edi Chasim? How can you have Edi Chasim? Emes, they're only serving the raya. But Karav Apostle, we can't even use them the raya. But lishma, what's the problem with shalom? What's the problem with shalom lishma? If the Lishma would be a din Lashvi Shtara, so maybe it would be a din Lashvi Shtara, even if the Eidech Hasim when they take an oil. That's a big stretch. Maybe it was partial to Tosfos. That even if the Lishma is part of Lashvi Shtara, but not in Lashvi Shtara of the things that have nothing to do with the Christmas. I don't know. I mean, it's complicated because we make it complicated. But it's not counterintuitive. It's complicated semantically, but it's not counterintuitive.
You're saying the cube genie has three star, one has three star, then you get one has three star, then
yeah, but that's not so rough. The Eidi Chasim have a chalna roll in the kitten. So what are they? They're only Eidi Raya. Maybe that has the regular dinim of star Raya. I don't know. Biskrov meets, maybe you're right in the Biskrov, but it's hard to see the Hechruch and Taisa for this. You say the self could be said. I'm not saying the Biskrov is wrong. You say the self could very well be. But where he saw it in Tosfos is not clear. Al Kaponim, that's Tosfos is Kasha. Tosfos says, "Velek lemeimar." Tosfos has a tentative chat, abortive chat. Maybe the pshat is the isharin and bechos meshalay lishma yovel lahachshir. If we're going to let him chasim meshalay lishma yovel lahachshir zimnin the yachdemu tchilo v'yichdevu get al gabi chasim osim v'chosim lekeid is klal. This is a new pshat. Maybe the reason why the chasim has to be shalay lishma is because if we're going to allow the edim to chasim meshalay lishma, so maybe the Eidim will think, oh, we can chasim even shalei lishma, not for the husband. So we can chasim stam on a blank piece of paper. And write the get on top of their chasimus. That's not a chasim shalei lishma. That's not a chasim at all, says Tosfos. So maybe that's what it means. Moed Rebelezer, Mezuif, Metoich, it means you have to chasim lishma lest you come to chasim on a blank piece of paper and the get will be written on top. And that's for sure no good. That's not only chasim lishma, that's for sure no good. So first of all, you have to understand, why is it for sure no good? We already talked last week about the Imei Moshe. The Imei Moshe addresses Rabbi Kveger's kasher. Rabbi Kveger asks, what's the special din of chasim l'shma? Every time Eidim chasim l'shalei l'shma, that means they chasim it for somebody else. If they chasim it for somebody else, it's not a lack in l'shma, it's not an eidus. L'chore, Eidim chasim means they're made that there's a dasim eschayef, that the loiva told them to write the shtar, that the baal told them to write the shtar. That's what they're made on. That's the content. What are they chasim made on? They didn't see the mesirah. What are they made? I mean, they're Eidim. They're called Eidim. They must be called Eidim for a reason. They must be made about something. They must see something and they're attesting to it with their signature. What are they attesting to? Pashtus is they're attesting to the dasim eschayev of the loive or the baal, whoever's growing up the shtar. Well, shaloi lishma means that they didn't write it for this baal. They wrote it for some other baal. So what are they attesting to? That some other baal wanted to be Megarish's wife. So what kind of edus is that? Where's that godless edus? What kind of chasim is that? Why is that only a chisor in the shaloi lishma? That should be possible in all stars. It's b'chal not a chasim. That was Rabbi Kreger's kashu. So the Mimosha said a teret that Enechanami Eidi Chasima, when they chasima, they don't have to have, they're not being made on the Chitziva Yabal. They're not being made on anything. Eidi Chasima, when they chasima, there's no Eidus here at all. The Eidus happens when the Eidi Chasima, we're two Nuschois. The Mimosha thing says that when the Eidi Chasima You could say when they give the shtar to the loiva. The Mimosha says, I think, when the loiva gives the shtar to the malva. Mishas Mesiris Ashtar, it means in a Sivis that way. You could say it the other way also. But when the Edom put their names to the piece of paper, that's not the Edus. The Edus is later. It's the Edus in potential. But it's not, the Edus is not actualized. The Edus happens when the Erechasima, when the Shtar with the Erechasima is given over to the Malva. That creates the Haggot, that creates the Edus. And therefore, says the Mimosha, tremendous Chiddush. Even if the Erechasima, when they put the names to the paper, they were not, there was no Das, they didn't see the Das Mischayev. They heard of some other Baal wanted to be Megarash's wife, or some other Loiva wanted, with the same name, wanted to be Mischayev money. Doesn't matter. They sign the name, now you have this Edus and potential over here, it's charged up. You give the get over to the Malva, the Loiva gives the get over to the Malva. You have now an Edus. Hard to understand how this works, but you have now you have our Godus Edus. Now you have an Edus on the Halva, or on the Gerish. It becomes an Edus later. If it says the Mimosha, Nechanan, the Chasima don't have to see the Tzivei HaBaal, except Midin Lishma. That's a special din by Gerishim. They have to chasim for this Baal. But if it would not be for the special din of Lishma, they could not hear the Tzivei HaBaal, they could hear it from some other Baal, or they could write even, they could be chasim, or they could be chasim even l'islamid. That's the case in the Mishnah in the beginning of the second parak. Chasim l'islamid. That would be the third parak. And that would be fine. That kind of Yimei Moshe. So if that's true, so why can't, so what's wrong with chasim in a blank piece of paper? Taisa says, if we're going to let them chasim l'shalei l'shma, you don't need chasim l'shma. Go on the Rebbe, you don't need chasim l'shma. But if we're going to let them chasim l'shalei l'shma, then they'll come to chasim on a blank piece of paper, and that's already no good. Why is that no good? According to the Mimosha, why isn't that also fine? The aid is not actualized till you give it over. So by the time they give it over, there's something written on top of the chasimus. So you have to say it's not doim. Even if the aid is chasim, it's not an aidus till the Mesir. And they don't have to be made. They're not, it's not a Haggadah Seidus to the Mesir. And therefore, I don't need that they should see the Tzivei HaBaal. But it has to be a Chasima. At the very least, it has to be a Chasima. They have to be chasiming on the Ksav that says in top. If they're chasiming on a blank piece of paper, that's not even a Chasima. When Adam signed on a blank piece, on a get, that says, Harei Amuteres L'Chalodim, Yosef and Shimon was Megarash's wife, Harei Amuteres L'Chalodim. And they put the names to it, so they don't have to know who the Yosef and Shimon is, and they don't have to know who the lady is. They don't have to know anything. They could be writing L'Islamid, but at least they're chasiming that we are affixing our names to this get, to these words. We're attaching our name to these words. We're giving these words a power of Eidus. We're giving these words a power that if there'll be Nimsar from Yosef and Shimon to his wife, they'll have a din of Eidus. They're investing the words with that power that if then any Yosef and Shimon comes and gives such a piece of paper to his wife, it'll be Hagodus Eidus. But at least b'shas chasim, they have to be investing the ksav with the chasim, with the power to be edus. But if they put the names to a blank piece of paper, that's b'chal not a chasim. That's nothing. That's meaningless. That can't even have. That was poshut by Tosfos. That would not be even the Fidyon Moshe. That was poshut. That would be nothing at all. So Tosfos is suggesting maybe that's the whole idea of Moedah Blezer Mizuyif Mitoy Chashu Posel. That we don't allow. We require the chasim even according to Blezer. That the chasim is only the raya, and the raya you don't need the shema. But even the raya you need. That it should be they should have chasimah on something. It should be eidus. Like I said before, you have to do al pi eidim. Based on has to pass an al pi eidus ksheir. They don't have to pass an al pi lishma, but they have to pass an al pi eidus ksheir. Eidus ksheir means that there was chasimahs here that were given over kedin. So maybe that's the chash. Maybe that's the idea of moed blezim zuyif mitoicha. So toisus can't be. Then came mitamzik gam b'shash or soilin lahashe chasim lishma. So why is it only alach and kedin? Should be a new halacha that all stars have to be signed lishma. It's avada not true. Shash stars b'alma don't have to be signed lishma. Obviously, we don't have such a shash. So this pshat doesn't work. So therefore, what's the emes pshat? Says Taisa Yesh Leimer. The Mikol Mokin. Ik lemikzeh chasima atoksivo. De im ein oisim chasima lishma. Gazrinon pen lo yichtevu gam aksivu lishma. Oshet we gazir the chasima atoksivo. Moedah Blezim Mizuyif Mitoichim means we're geyser the chasima oto the ksiva. Since the ksiva has to be lishma, so the chasima has to be lishma as well. If we're not going to do the chasima lishma, we're afraid that they won't do the ksiva lishma either. That's the Moedah Blezim Mizuyif Mitoichim Shul Pasim. There's a few questions here, obvious questions. First of all, I was going to take this up second, but we're here already. We'll take it up first. At least we'll ask it first. Maybe we'll address it later. the Chayyim is a steer from the Tosfos right before. The Tosfos right before said that according to Rabbi Meir, who requires chasim lishma, you don't have to have ksiva lishma, and we're not geizer ksiva otu chasima. Even though by mechuber we geizer ksiva betolish, ksiva mechuber otu chasima mechuber. That's because of silamishtali, we forget to cut it off. But when it comes to lishma, everybody understands chasima needs lishma, ksiva doesn't. There's no reason to be geizer ksiva otu chasima. And now in Rabbi Lezer, Tosfos is saying that we're geizer chasima otu ksiva. What's the difference? If according to Rabbi Lezer we're geizer chasima otu ksiva, then according to Rabbi Lezer, why not be geizer ksiva otu chasima? Mufashim asked this kasha. This kasha I want to put in a back burner. Remind me to come back to. I don't know, today or tomorrow. Maybe still today. The other question in Tosis, though, is if this is the meaning of Moedir Belezim Zuyuk Mitoichle, that we're Goyzer the Ksiva Otto the Chasima, excuse me, we're Goyzer the Chasima Otto the Ksiva. No, Befani Nechtam is for this, why? Befani Nechtam Lashua. What? Maybe it'll be possible. Ayat Xera Lixera. Maybe this is all Chad Lixera. But what is it? Is this by Lishma? You must have blessed him with Mitoicha by three cases: by Korah, by possible meaning of God, and by Lishma, by us. By the other cases of Moedir blessed him with Mitoicha, should possible the case in Daftes, Davyu, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Korah and Psulim. Is that also Gzeira Chasim Otu Ksiva? We're not going to let a relative Chasim of the get because we're afraid a relative will write the get. What's wrong with a relative writing the get? Shulchan Aruch brings, we don't let a relative write the get because we're afraid he'll sign the get, but about it, that's only a minimum. I'll tell you, I wasn't going to talk about it, but I'll tell you, B'maimer HaMuzgar, the Shulchan Aruch says in Minog that the relative should not write the get. But it's not Li Kuvah. And the Mepharshim of it say, the Bishmul, that it's kind of Gzera. It's not a Gzera that we have in the Gemara, but it's a Gzera, maybe a late Gzera, a Minog, it's like a Minog Dik Gzera. We don't want a relative to write the get, he might come to sign the get. So look, they ask Akasha, why is it only a Psul, a Minog, a Dinder Abonon? Should be possible Mikir Adin, because if you hold Ksav Sefer Eid, somebody trying to pass the Ksav Sefer Eid, so the Ksav Sefer is a kind of Eidus. If you only have an Eid Echod, you could rely on the Ksav Sefer. Ksav Sefer Eid, the Eved has a Din of Shnei Eidim, so the Ksav Sefer is a kind of Eidus. So even if you don't have only, even if you have two Eidim, but it should be possible as Nimse Echem and Karma possible. Very similar to Rabbi Kreger's Kash that we talked about last week in the Gemara. Why didn't the Gemara say the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Meir, but you need Befanei Nechtav? Because if the ksiva was shalei lishma, it's nimsechem and karvei posim. Because of ksav sefer veid, ksav sefer is also edus. So in that kasha, Rabbi Kreger answered, shalei lishma doesn't create nimsechem and karvei posim. Shalei lishma is a gittin dikalach. It's not edus dikalach. But here in the Shulchan Aruch, it's more difficult. Here we're talking about karvei posim. So it should be posim nikar adin. If the karv wrote the get, if the sefer was a karv, so it should, and ksav sefer veid, ksav sefer is edus. The Dieven, the Dereis, except Sefer is an Eidus. So even though you don't need the Sefer to be an Eid, you have two other Eidim. So you have three Eidim. But one of the Eidim is Karvei Posel. That's the Nim, Nim Sechem and Karvei Posel. But that's a Nidim by itself. It's an interesting kasha. But Lamais in Shulchan Aruch, it says, whatever the Teretz is, in Shulchan Aruch, it says it's just a Minuk, it's not Ma'akiv. It's hard to believe that that's the issue over here. So Nim Sechem and by Shari Kinyan is not even such a Minuk. So what's it going to mean? Nimse echem and karvei posel. Right. So what's the moedir b'leisim mezuyif mitoicha by karvei posel? So lechora, the answer is like how you said at the beginning. That's nothing. It's not a gzerik siva to chesima. It's a osi lemisma chalayu. It's not being chayzer from that. The nimsa echad min korban pasul. The rabbi said by korban. The nimsa echad the meider. Excuse me. The meider of lezer b'mazuyif min toichai by korban pasul is because dilma asil mismachalayim. The of shalay lishma is a whole different ballgame. It's a gzeir ksiva to chasim to ksiva. You might come to write to get shalay lishma. But it's one member of Rabba. Omer of Abba, Moedar Blessing, Muslim, Mutaych, Shil Apostle. The Gemara quotes this member of Abba for Karb Apostle. The Gemara quotes it for Shalay Lishma. Chor is apples and oranges. How do both of completely Chorah, completely unrelated halachas, unrelated dinim, how do they both fit into one member of Rabba? What? Lots of things with Geyser because the Takalas will come out of it, but the. Beitzah Shnei will be on Tefusa. I mean, everything with Geyser because the Takala will come out of it, but it's not the same Takala. I hear. So now we found the Takala. But it's a different Takala. It's straight in the Gemara. How can the Gemara compare? It's a different Takala B'cha. How does this become part of the same member of Rabba? What? Yeah, I want to come to Tais Rosh. So there is a pshat that they say, this is a Begedah raid. It's a nice pshat though. Tais means the following. That because of this gzera ksiva otuch, really the chasima does not require lishma. It's only l'raya. The chasima are only serving l'raya. Tikkun olam. Tikkun olam dekayim don't need to sign lishma. But neither rabbanon gzera ksiva otuch chasima. They said that the eidah chasima also have a din lishma. They gave the chasima a requirement of lishma. Even the Eidei Chasim are only signing by Tikkun Olam, and therefore don't have a halacha, a hilchos of Lishma. But midrabbanon, they invested the Eidei Chasim with a halacha of Lishma. So the whole get needs Lishma, the Ksiva needs Lishma, the Chasim needs Lishma. That's what Tosfos says here at the end. So now what happens if the Eidei Chasim signs Shalai Lishma? So it's possible. The Eidei Chasim are possible. Because we've given them a requirement of Lishma. And they don't meet that requirement. They sign Shalai Lishma. So the Eidei Chasim attack apostle. So what? So the Eidei Chasim apostle. We don't need the Eidei Chasim. The get is kosher without Eidei Chasim. So now you have apostle Eidei Chasim. So dami hocha the Eidei Chasim. So, but you still have a kosher get. You have Ksivu, you have Eidei Masir, you have everything that you need. So even if we'll give the Eidei Chasim a requirement of Lishma. So now Eidei Chasim that wrote Shalai the sign Shalai Lishma, midrabbanon, will be apostle Eidei Chasim. Okay, good. So they're possible Eidei Chasim. We didn't need them in the first place, so if they're possible, why should it bother us? Teretz is. But now that Eidei Chasim are possible, that means they're possible B'chal. They're possible. They have a dinner of Lishma, they're possible. It means you can't even use them L'raya. It goes together. They're only serving L'raya. If we're passing them, it means we're passing them L'raya. We're passing them L'raya. But then, maybe you're going to use them later, L'raya. Dilma osi l'misma chalayu. And we just passed them. We said that the Lishma goes, the whole get has to be written L'shma. The Chasim also has the din of L'shma. So it's Chasim is psulis. Dilma osi l'misma chalayu. You're going to be mati l'inosa. Yalpi edim chasumim, who are posel, whom we passed. Which is exactly the same zera of Korobai posel. Korobai posel is no good. Because dilma osi l'misma chalayu. L'maisa, they're posel. So Amos, they're telling the truth. But we don't want basin to pass them out the edim sulim. So likewise, if the Chasim pass signed Lishma, signed Shalai Lishma, midrabbanon, there's a requirement that they sign Lishma. Yeah, make it's not necessary because they're only serving L'raya. But midrabbanon, we said that the Eidei HaRaya also have to sign Lishma. So Mimela, now we're afraid. If they sign Shalai Lishma, they're puzzled. They sign Shalai Lishma, they're puzzled. So there's a Dil Masil Mismachalayu, and that's the Dinim. Nimsechem Karmi Puzzle. Dil Masil Mismachalayu. So it's still going with the Tosis before. Nice one. an interesting zug. It's an interesting idea that shaloi lishmo could pass the leidim l'raya. It feels not like the biskrov a little bit. At least on this derabbanon nika shaloi lishmo, maybe that's built into the derabbanon. I don't know if it's a steer to the biskrov. Pasha is not like the biskrov. That if midrabbanon we invested these eidei chasim who are only when they take an oilam, they're only serving l'raya. If we give them a din of shaloi lishmo, if we give them a din of lishmo, then they're pasul l'raya. And now there's a dil masil mismachalaya. Nice pshat, it's a fancy pshat. Problem is, it doesn't stim in the Tosfos Rosh. Tosfos Rosh, maybe I could borrow a Tosfos Rosh. Tosfos Rosh follows basically the lines of Tosfos. Beginning of the Tosfos is exactly like Tosfos. Yes, the same kasha. Brings the Gemara in Yevamos. Ein lasis el api edim sheirim. Til masi lemismachalai. All like Tosfos. Teima ma'inin zeitzel muzuyiv mitoichoi. Shekoivim bekoivim bepsulim. Beginning of Tosfos. Hosim dinu lemisul dil masi lemismachalai. Ula pukim amayin alpiyim. Be'af api shod over emes. Ein likwes momen el abedis kosher. Kedamin imperik dal rachin. Yamasha along the lines of Tosfos. Near the farish, so he says at the end, "V'chihechi the pasul of blessing zuyif mitoichet, v'chayish dum osi limims limsor." Listen to the words, "V'chihechi the pasul of blessing zuyif mitoichet." If you have a Tosfos Rosh, take a look. "V'chayish dum osi limsor b'fnei edei chasima." Hachenami yesh lugzakan chasima shloil lishma, otuk siva shloil lishma. Just like our blessed pasul is zuyif mitoichet by koyvim b'psulim. Why? We're afraid if we're going to allow Koivim Mepsulim to chasim on the get, maybe he'll come to be mice of the get in front of Koivim Mepsulim. So Hanami, likewise, Yesh Ligzer Chasimah Shalei Lishma, Otu Ksiva Shalei Lishma. Now, so one thing is clear, is that the Tosfos Rosh is not saying the pshat that I just said. Because first of all, just the lashon is not soivolik, but also mitzad the teichin advar. The Tosfos Rosh is saying, "What's the by karva posel? What's the chash? What's the dilma by karva posel?" So the Tosfos Rosh says, "Dilma osi limsor b'fnei edei chasima." We're afraid if we let karva and psulim chasim of the get, maybe you'll use karva and psulim for the mesira too. That's the dilma. That's the chash by koyvim epsulim. Remember, Rashi and Daftes had two versions of the chash. Dilma osi lemismachalai l'rayo, or dilma osi lemimsri be'apayu. The Tosfos Rosh right now is going with the dilma osi lemimsri be'apayu. We're going to allow koyvim epsulim. You'll do the mesira in front of koyvim epsulim. So it's just like we goizer in that. So likewise we goizer k'siva shalei lishma, chasima shalei lishma, otu k'siva shalei lishma. Now, if we're going to say this pshat that I just told you, that really we just passed, we gave the chasim a din of shalei lishma, and now it goes into the same dilma as koyvim mepsulim. Is there a dilma over here that if we're going to allow chasim a lishma, you might come to be moitzu the get in front of edim shalei lishma? What kind of din is? You're allowed to be moitzu. There's no din of lishma in the mesira. Edim mesira, koyvim mepsulim. I understand if we're going to allow edim chasim koyvim mepsulim to chasim the get, we'll use them for edim mesira. But in Shalei Lishma, you can't say, if we're going to allow Chasim and Shalei Lishma, you might come to be Meisur the get in front of Edom Shalei Lishma. It doesn't make any sense. And the Emes in the scene of Lishma Leiboydim, where you don't even need Mesir Lishma. So it's clear in the Tosfos Rosh that he's not saying this fancy pshat that we said before. He's just saying, the Mar is making a dimyon, ki hechi, just like we're geyser by Kravim Epsulim, Dilma Osi Lemimsri Be'apayu, so to a geyser Ksiva Otu Chasim. Excuse me, chasim or tuxim. then it needs to appear. What's the dimin? Just because this is a gzera and this is a gzera. But they're not the same gzera. So how do they both fit into what does that do with Rav Abba? Just from the raya that we're going to things. There's another diak here in the Tosfos Rosh. Why did the Tosfos Rosh switch Choshes? At the beginning of the Tosfos Rosh, when he explained by the reason why by Kovim of Sulam we don't allow it, we don't allow Adam Kovim Sulam to Chasim, a Moedah Blesim Zulim Metoichim. So Tosfos Rosh said, Mamish the great Tosfos said, Dilma Osi, Lemisma Chalayu, Lapukim Amoin Alpiyim. That we're afraid we don't allow Edim Chasim to be Kovim of Sulam because we might use them Lariah. And he's marich along the lines of Tosfos, Afa Pisha Dover Emes, even though they're really telling the truth, but in Yochel, in Nochin Lassus El Alpi Edim Sherim, in Lohitzi Momin El Alpi Edim Sherim. So Tosfos Rosh learned that by Kovim of Sulam, so in Rashi and Daftes has two tzadim. What's the psul of Kovim of Sulam? What's the Mezuyif Mitoichai? Is it Dilmasi Lemismachalai Lariah? Or is it Dilmasi Lemimsri Beyapayu? Tosfos Rosh at the beginning, like Tosfos, said that it's clearly that it's Dilmasi Lemismachalai Lariah. We're afraid if we're going to have Edi Chasima, we're chasiming, they tikkun oilam, if they're going to be Kovim of Sulam, we might come to rely on them, Lariah. Now, when he comes to the end, and he's explaining the Lishma Gzeira, Chasima, Tuxiva, so he says, Nirel, Ki Hechi the Apostle Blessim, Suif Matoichi Mechayish, Dilmasi Limsor, Bifne Edi Chasima, Achanami, Yesh Lixer Chasima, Shle Lishma Tuxiva Lishma. Now, all of a sudden, he's saying that the Chasuv of Kovim of Sulam is not Dilmasi Limismachalai Lariah, but it's Dilma Asi Lemimsri Beyapai that I might use them for Eidim Asira. Why did he switch gears? The Chayr is not again for his Teretz. He's trying to explain Shalom Lishmo. Why did he have to change horses and how to explain the Kovim of Sulam? It's Mashmah the Tosfos Rosh. That now that he says the Nupshat in Shalom Lishmo, in how Mezuyif Metoichai, why Shalom Lishmo is included in Mezuyif Metoichai, he has to change the pshat in Kovim and Psulim as well. That the pshat in Kovim and Psulim can no longer be Dilmasi Lemismachalai Raya, it has to be Dilmasi Lemimsir Bapai. Because otherwise, Itaka won't be the same as Shalai Lishma. It has to be similar to the Chash by Shalai Lishma. The Gzeir of Chasim Otuksiv. If Rav Abba said one member, Moedah Blesim Mezuyif Metoichai Shepostel, and that's going to include both Kovim and Psulim and Shalai Lishma, that it has to be, and Shalom Lishma is a Gzeira Chasima Tuxiva, Tuxima, then the Kovim of Sulam also has to change. It can no longer be Dilmosul Mismachalai Raya, it has to be Dilmosul Mimsir Be'apai. That's more similar to the Chash by Shalom Lishma, to the Gzeira of Shalom Lishma. And the Hezbollah is Poshut. The Eidi Chasima here are really not part of the Krisis. They're only the Raya. They're only they took an oil. They're from Ikir Adin. The halachas of the Krisis Aget don't apply to the Eidi Chasima. The Eidi Chasima stand apart. They belong to something else. They belong to the Tikkun Olam. They belong to the Eidi Raya Shabbat. The krisus of the get is the ksiva, is the edim asira. That has halachas. The ksiva has to be lishma. The edim asira have to be kosher edim, otherwise you don't have a kosher krisus. The edim chasim is tikkun olam. Doesn't need to be lishma. As far as the krisus is concerned, they don't have to be kovim. They don't have to be kosher edim. They could be kovim mitzulim. It won't impinge on the krisus. It'll impinge later on the raya, so don't use them the raya. But as far as the krisus of the get is concerned, be'ikir adin, the edim chasim don't play a role. The Derabbanan is that since the Eidi Chasim and Lamais are here in the get, even though Me'ikar Adin, they're not really part of the Krisus, they're an appendix. They're going to be used for something else, for the Raya Shiva. But the Krisus I get, the Eidi Chasim are not part of the get. The Derabbanan, they were geyser, that all the halachas of the krisus haged should apply to the chasim as well. Because otherwise people won't realize that the eid chasim are not here as part of the krisus. People won't realize that the chasim are only here l'raya. And therefore we gave the eid chasim who really are only functioning l'raya, we gave them a halacha as if they were part of the krisus haged. And therefore, number one, if they're koyvim epsulim, we pass the get. Because now we look at it that there are koyvim epsulim in the krisus haget. No, we look at it, we make the eidei chasima who are not part of the krisus ki'ilu they're part of the krisus. So if they're koyvim epsulim, then they're pasul eidim. Then there's a pastus in the eidim. Even though it's really only a pastus in the eidim of raya, it's not really a pastus in the eidus of krisus. The eidus of krisus, the eidim is siru. But midrabbanan we said that the eidei chasima have aloha ki'ilu they're part of the krisus. So mele koyvim epsulim are pasul. Dilma osi lemimsri beapayu. Dilma osi lemimsri beapayu means, doesn't mean that we're afraid that we're going to give the get in front of these particular eidim, because they happen to be convenient at hand. It means if we're going to allow koyvim epsulim for the eidei chasima, dilma osi lemimsri beapayu, we might come to do mesir in front of koyvim epsulim. It doesn't have to be these koyvim epsulim. Beapayu means in front of the class of koyvim epsulim. If we're going to allow koyvim epsulim and the eidei chasima maker, then we could, because they're not really part of the krisus. But if we're going to allow Eidei Chasima, we're going to allow Eidei Chasima to be Koyim Epsulim, people are not going to realize that they're not part of the krisus. So they're going to come to allow Eidei Koyim Epsulim and the Eidei of the Mesir, which is part of the krisus. So therefore we said, no, the Eidei Chasima have to the halachas of the krisus aged apply to the Eidei Chasima as well. And likewise Lishma. Me'ikar adin, the Eidei Chasima, since they're not part of the krisus, they don't go into the chosaf. They don't have to have Lishma. But then people are going to think, they don't realize that these Eidim are only here l'raya. They think that they're part of the krisus. So maybe we have to, and they're going to come to allow ksivu l'shma. Ksivu shalai l'shma. So therefore we have to give the Eidei Chasima halacha ki'ilu they were part of the krisus. If they're part of the krisus, then they have to have l'shma as well. Because then they're included in the v'chasa. That's a step. But if they're part of the krisus, Taisus holds, then they go into the v'chasa. Then they have to be l'shma. What's part of the krisus has to be l'shma. So they're not really part of the krisus. But midrabbanan, we make them part of the krisus, because otherwise people are going to think that people don't realize that they're not part of the krisus. People aren't going to differentiate between the things that are here l'raya and the things that are here l'krisus. That all, so it's really one. It's one lundus. It's not two different gzeiros. The gzeir dilma osu lemimsir beapayu, and the gzeir ksiva otu chasima is one idea. The idea is that the eidei chasima are really not part of the krisus, but people don't realize that they're not part of the krisus. So therefore, we can't exempt them from the halachas of the krisus. Whatever halachas apply to the krisus of the get have to apply to the eidei chasima as well, because otherwise people won't realize, they'll think that these halachas aren't true. So therefore they have to be krayvim, they have to be eidim sherim, as if they were the eidim asira. They have to be lishma, as if they were the ksiva. They have all the halachas of the krisus of the get. But according to the original pshat of the Tosfos Rosh, that the reason why krayvim psulim is possible is because dilma osi lemismach alayu. That means that that eidei chasima are possible because of the halachas of the shtar raya shaboy. They have to be eidim sherim because they have to serve l'raya. We're afraid we're going to rely on them l'raya. So what does that have to do with shalai l'shma? L'raya, they could be shalai l'shma. Eidim who are l'raya don't have to be l'shma. Eidim who are serving l'raya could be shalai l'shma too. So how would this it would have no relation to the gzerev ksiva tuchsim in l'shma. So therefore, Tosfos Rosh, that's what Tosfos Rosh had to change. L'chatchila, Tosfos Rosh thought the pshat is that it's dilma osi lemismach alayu, that they have to be eidim ksheirim because they're serving l'raya, and eidim psulim can't serve l'raya. That has absolutely nothing to do with l'shma. Eidim raya don't have to be l'shma. Says Tosfos la'olam, we have to change the pshat. It's not dilma osi lemismach alayu, it's dilma osi lemimsri be'apayu. We pasal eidim chasim or shaloi l'shma because of the krisus of the get. We're afraid that we're going to use Krayvim soon for the krisis of the get, for the Eidim Asira. These Eidim Chasim have nothing to do with the krisis of the get. But people don't realize that. They think that the Eidim Raya are part of the krisis of the get. So therefore we have to give them the halachas of the krisis. That's already the same thing. That's already, from there we can make a small step. That's a small step to saying that we go to Chasim Lishma Otuk Siv Lishma. Because it's the same idea. We give the Eidim Chasim a halacha, even though they're not part of the krisis of the get. We give them the halacha kilo they were part of the krisus of the get, and we have to, and therefore, that has all these implications. If they're part of the krisus of the get, then they're like the eidim asira, and they're like the ksiva, so they have to be lishma like the ksiva. They have to be not koyvim b'psulim like the eidim asira. That's why the Tosfos Rosh have to change. If this is pshat in Tosfos, then we're going to have to say, which is already a... we're going to have to say that Tosis is also changing the Pshat and Kovim Epsul. That it's no longer Dil Mosul L'Mismu Chalayu, but it's Dil Mosul L'Mimsri B'Yapayu. Mitzad Echod, Tosis doesn't say it. Tosis Rosh says it first. He changes his Pshat. He's now, before he said Dil Mosul L'Mismu Chalayu, now he says Dil Mosul L'Mimsri B'Yapayu. And Tosis Rosh is beautiful. Tosis doesn't say it. Before he said Dil Mosul L'Mismu Chalayu, I haven't seen him change it in the end. What's the pshat b'koyvim b'psulim? That's a strike against learning of Tosis like the Tosis Rosh. It's had sheni. Tosis later on, talking daf tesam and beis and daf yudam and aleph. When Tosis talks about the din of koyvim b'psulim, mazulik mitolchei. Excuse me, yudam and beis and aleph and aleph. The last Tosis yudam and beis chasma b'alma, and then again in daf yudam and aleph. When Tosis explains the psul of mezuyif mitoichei korvei posul, the blushing of Tosis in Nafir Aleph in particular is very striking. He says dilma osi lahashir b'lo yedei mesira. So my goyim, that if we allow a goyim to be yedei chasima, so dilma osi lahashir b'lo yedei mesira, meaning we'll allow the goyim to be the yedei mesira as well. It's not dilma osi l'mismachalayim. It's dilma osi l'mimsir b'yapayu. The same thing in Nafir Yudam Beis. He says. Dilma osi l'misma chalaya b'lo yedei mesira. Well, that's a little ambivalent what he means. Osi l'misma chalaya b'lo yedei mesira. He could mean l'misma chalaya l'raya. But that the b'lo yedei mesira is not mashmish talking about l'raya. L'raya you never need any mesira. B'lo yedei mesira is mashmish talking about the mesira to get l'misma chalaya. I'll use them for the mesira. B'lo yedei mesira without kosher yedei mesira. Mashmul l'shoynus of Tosfos that there already he's learning is dil ma'asul l'misma chalayu. Excuse me, there it's dil ma'asul l'mimsri be'apayu. But by us Tosfos says dil ma'asul l'misma chalayu. It's a steer in Tosfos. If we say the Tosfos like the Tosfos Rosh, then it's gevaldik. Tosfos only said dil ma'asul l'misma chalayu on the havamin. But in the maskon of Tosfos, that is gizeh yachsim otu ksivu, then you have to change the pshat. It's not dil ma'asul l'mimsri be'apayu. Excuse me, it's not dil ma'asul l'misma chalayu l'raya. But it's still mostly the mimsri be'apayu. We have to give the Eidei Chasima the halachas of the krisus haget, even though they're really only Eidei L'raya, but we give them halacha of we give them halacha kilu the krisus. Take 2 more minutes. Perhaps with this we could also address the kasha, the stirub in the two Taisusim. Taisus before said that in Rameir, we're not goyzer ksiva otu ksima. Necha Taisus. The Eidim know they have to chasim al-lishmo. Why should we go to ksiva to chasim? Now Tosfos and Rav Elazar that we go there chasim to ksiva. So the Mefarshim ask, Maishno? The same way according to Rav Elazar we go to chasim to ksiva, according to Rameh we should be going to ksiva to chasim. So let's clarify exactly the kasha. Tosfos before, when he said that we're not going to ksiva to chasim to ksiva, because there's no asila mishdali, it's not doima to mechuber. Their Tosfos was bothered with it. Their Tosfos was addressing a different issue entirely. He was addressing, is there any inertia? By mechuber, if you let them write the get by mechuber, they may forget to chasim of the mechuber, to cut it off before they chasim. Tosfos says that has no application to lishma. Just because they wrote the get shalai lishma, they're not going to forget them and chasim the get lishma. There's no inertia. Tosfos by us talking about a different issue. It's not an inertia issue. If writing chasiming the get shalei lishma doesn't have any inertia that they're going to write the get shalei lishma, the writing is first. It's nothing. It's not like the mechuber issue here. It's a new chash. People are going to confuse the halachas. If we tell people that you're allowed to chasim shalei lishma, they're going to think you're allowed to write the get lishma. They're going to confuse the halachas of the ksiva with the halachas of the chasima. But the question is still is the same way according to Elazar, people are going to confuse the halachas of the ksiva with the halachas of the chasima. So according to Rameh, they'll confuse the halachas of the chasima with the halachas of the ksiva. Maishna. Lefiyah now, maybe it's really it's very different. Before going in Rameh, Tosfos is talking to Reb Meir. According to Reb Meir, the Ikka of the Shtar, both L'Raya and L'Krisus, is the Chassim. The Hilchus, the Halochus of the Shtar, both as a Krisus, L'Shma, B'Tolosh, all the Halochus of the Get, all of the Hilchus Gitna are in the Chassim and not in the Ksivah. As far as the Raya Shabbat is concerned, also the main thing is the Chassim. The Raya of the Shtar is in the Chassim. The Ksivah is only Hechatimsa for a Chassim. So why should I think people aren't going to know that the Ksivah has less Halochus than the Chassim? Everybody understands. The Chassim, the Halochus of the Get, are in the Chassim. Both mitzad the Raya Shabbat and mitzad the Krisus Shabbat. The Ksivah doesn't have any Halochus. It could be written by Kointer Meir. The Ksiva has no halachas. It could be written Shalei Lishmo. It could be written Betolush. It could be written by a Goy. It doesn't serve the Raya. It's nothing. In the Raya Shabbat, for sure, it has no halachas. It doesn't need. It's not Edus Vachal. The Edus lies in the Edus Chasima. So why should I think people are going to think that the Ksiva all of a sudden, if we don't require a Ksiva Lishmo, they're going to think Chasima doesn't have to be Lishmo. Everybody understands that the Ikur of the Get is the Chasima, not the Ksiva. Tais over here though is going Faker. He's going in Rebbe Lezer. In Rabbi Lezer, it's Choluk. The Ikur of the Get, as far as the Krisus Shaboy, is the Ksiva. The Hilchas Gittin, the Chas Gittin are in the Ksiva. The Ksiva has to be Betolush, the Ksiva has to be Lishma, the Ksiva has to be Alpi Tzivi Abal, all the Hilchas Gittin are in the Ksiva. On the other hand, the Hilchas, the Eidosh of the Shtar, the Raya of the Shtar, is in the Chasima. So I see here already, there's room for error. People aren't going to understand that distinction. They're going to think, if the Chassima has halachas, it's the Raya, it is, as far as the Raya Shabbashtar is concerned, the Eidus lies in the Chassima. It has to be Eidim Sherim. Can't use Goyim for the Chassima. You have it. It has, in Hilchas Raya, as a Shtar Raya, the Chassima is the main thing in the Shtar. On the other end, there's a Shtar Krisus. The main thing is the Chassima. That's where the halachas lie. So it's Tosfos. This already, people can make a mistake. They know that the Chassima has halachas. It's a Mitzah Shtar Raya. They know that the Ksiva has halachas, because we're going to Rebbe Lezer, mitzad Krisus Shabbat, the Ksiva has all the halachas. So people are going to think, this has halachas. So they're not going to realize it's different halachas. So if we're going to allow Chassima Shalei Lishma, people are going to say, well, the Chassima needs Eidim Sherim, it has halachas. So why doesn't it have to have Lishma? It must be, you don't need Lishma. Here already we have to be Geiser. We have to say that even that part of the Shtar that's only the Raya, we're going to give it the halacha kilu it's the Krisus. And that's taka. That's what we saw in the Tosfos. That's taka the gzeira of Moedav Lezer Mizuyif Mitaychus Shul Pasim. Okay, tomorrow, Mr. Shem, we'll do the Rashba, and maybe the we'll see about the Ramban, but the Kolofach is the Rashba.